My girl, gone, gone, gone. She's been gone so long. Chilliwack on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Sam here. Toronto's Yuri Deutsch is a world-renowned fine arts photographer. His works have been exhibited at galleries across the globe, including the U.S. Library of Congress. In 2020, Yuri began his latest artistic project, an homage to Canadian war veterans. Last Salute, Phase 1, is a poignant collection of black and white photographs of 40 Canadian veterans from the Second World War who have lived to at least the age of 100. And now Yuri is preparing for Phase 2, of Last Salute, and he wants your help. Welcome to the show, Yuri.
Thank you.
Honored.
I'm honored to be here.
Oh, ladies. Lovely.
Wow, what a great project. Talk to us first, Yuri, about your life, your experience as a refugee and an immigrant, and how that has fueled your work.
Well, this project and actually all of my projects are connected to my life. I don't do things accidentally. Mm-hmm. They seems to happen accidentally or by serendipity. But when I was in Italy at main Italian library, when I was showing last folio exhibition, chief Italian librarian asked me, why did you came to this project?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, it was serendipity. And he said, no, there's no serendipity. He said, è tutto scritto. And since then, I believe that everything what I do is because it's all written.
Ah. Oh, I would agree with you. I think that about all of our lives, really. You just have to pay attention, right? You have to pay attention to your heart and to your gut.
I never thought about it till he told me that.
Yeah. My mom was born and raised in Athens, Greece, and her family left Athens after the Second World War. When the city was liberated by the Brits and by Greek soldiers. And I know that for phase two of your project, you are looking for those stories, right? Of families who've come to Canada after being saved or rescued or liberated by Second World War soldiers and troops.
I'm looking exactly what you said, descended. I know I cannot find direct people, because that's impossible. They would have to be over 100 as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I can find descendant, a daughter like you, granddaughter,
right?
Anybody who is living in Canada, Toronto especially, who is here thanks the World War II ended. Because if those old soldiers did not sacrifice themselves,
right,
or especially their colleagues who died, these people, including myself, we would be never here.
Talk to us about the World War II veterans who've lived to be older than 100, who you've captured on film. Those photos you can see on your website, yurideutsch.com. What did you learn from these individuals?
Well, this wasn't my first project about soldiers. I done it about 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. I did a book called Honor, showing World War II veterans, because that subject is always on my head, and it's connected to Last Folio, the major project I done, which shows remnants of Jewish life in Eastern Europe. So it's all connected. I mean, it's unbelievable, first of all,
mm-hmm,
that they are still with us, and many of them have memory. Many of them actually can tell you the whole story. Many of them are not as sharp as they
And a lot of times they hide their memories, right? They live by not remembering or trying not to remember.
I've seen many tears as well, which comes to the eyes.
Yeah.
And that was one of the lightest moments was when one of them, who was in a wheelchair, suddenly the nurse was playing some Latin American music. She was, I think, from Colombia. And he stand up from the chair.
You're kidding.
Smile on his face, and two of them start dancing.
Wow.
And I said, this is the nicest moment I had in long, long time.
That's lovely.
And then, I mean, he put all the energy and all the effort into this, and then he sat down back on the chair, and he was again in his old mood.
Yeah,
but
right,
that 5 seconds of him dancing, mm-hmm, and then nurse told me, you know what, during the pandemic, he'd been watching dance all the time.
Wow.
So he was preparing for this
moment. For sure. I want to push to phase two because we're running out of time, but I want to ask you about phase two. If someone is listening to this and they have a story, what would you like them to do? How are you planning to reach people for phase two?
So anybody who feels that if the World War II did not end it at the time it did, and they would be not here, please get in touch with me. You can send me email at stop@juridoj.com. I would love to talk to you, listen to your story, and see if you would be somebody I would be interested to meet and photograph as a second stage last salute, giving honor to these old soldiers with pictures of people today who are here thanks to end of the World War II at the time.
Our guest is Toronto's Yuri Deutsch, world-renowned fine arts photographer, and his latest opus is called Last Salute. You can learn more about it at yuridoj.com. That's yuridoj.com, and you can contact Yuri there. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for inviting me here and giving me the opportunity to reach big audience, which I could not do otherwise.
And let's check your drive now. Here's Spencer.